It is March 3rd, 2024. It's 10:04 a.m. and it's still raining. It's actually pretty miserable outside right now. It's incredibly, incredibly miserable outside. So I started working on my pitch for a new podcast to the studio. So I'm putting the paperwork together now and all that good stuff. This is kind of weird being done because this is going to be done through online. So submission is actually pretty unique. So I started working on that, and I realized that I have two ways I can actually pursue this. One is go through this with an existing show, or sorry, there's two ways you can do this. One is I can go through an existing show that I already have, or start a brand new show. So I'm still playing with the idea of both options, and it's kind of funny though because I was looking at the how I'm planning to do this show and how I'm planning to record this, because there's a section there regarding production. And typically right now I'm pretty self-sufficient regarding how am I going to do this. And I'm actually going to start putting together a production schedule regarding scheduling for the release dates and potential release date and potential production recording dates. Yeah, so it's kind of interesting because I was looking at my gear and the editing portion of it, like the production side, and there's two ways I can approach this. One is I can make this as a first person, or you know, as a second, like an interview base. And interview base is fun to hear, but it's kind of not fun at the same time. So I'm still trying to figure that out, and so I can do a proper I can describe how it's supposed to sound and how it's and the theme is and all that good stuff. So that's what I ended up doing last night after work, trying to get that sorted out in my head and how am I going to proceed with this, because there's so many ways I can proceed to this. And one of the questionnaires, one of the things that they ask is, what's the tone like? What does this sound like? And I start thinking, I can do it two ways. One, I can do a full-fledged audio production with so many mics and all that stuff, or I can make it more realistic and more down to earth and more sort of old school style. So I'm kind of debating how I'm gonna do that. Actually, I just ordered a brand new couple of accessories, things I need for recording. A couple of them are just a couple of quick mic releases and a shock mount for a shotgun mic. So I'm looking at different scenarios of how am I going to do this, because I'm probably going to start recording ambient stuff in the next couple of weeks, just to get some real world recording and like style of editing. And I might do that in this log channel, this log podcast, because why not, right? And hey, you never know what's gonna happen, right? So, but I'm looking at the possibility of adding a little bit more things to the kit. I decided that I'm definitely for sure gonna make the kit a lot lighter and smaller. And I do need to potentially carry a laptop as well too. So as soon as I get all the equipment in, I'm gonna figure out how am I gonna be packing this and how small this kit's gonna be. Right now, I'm looking at just a recorder, the Tascam PortaCapture X8, and two mics and one stand, potential two stand depending, and a small boom arm, boom, boom pole. The boom pole is roughly about 6 inches. It's pretty small. The goal for that one is just to have an extra reach on the microphone itself. So the quick release I'm planning to use, I've been using this for a while. It's the Gator Frameworks mic quick release stand, quick release thing. It's a good thing. It's actually I can it's I totally like it. It's not it gives it has a little bit of play in it, but doesn't really matter. Yeah, I'm looking at using that one just to give a little bit more reach, and at the same time too, just eliminates handling Noise Rhino mic itself. So it should be fine, a little give, because right now I have a little give here. It's not bad, so you don't actually hear it, especially if it's isolated, right? So I'm looking at that. And right now, everything that I'm using right now does fit on my current podcast bag. Currently, on my side of my podcast bag, I do have a tube mic preamp. It's the ART mic tube preamp. There's a compressor in it. I use that a lot. I use that for interviewee style podcasts, especially for if you want a bit more rich and warmth to it. I'm still gonna keep that kit for sure. But if the new show does kicks in or anything happens to that show, at least the biggest thing that I'm not bringing with me is those preamps. It's just going straight to the recorder itself. Everything will be done post production. I don't know how good the compressor is on the recorder, but we'll see. And yeah. So that's what's the gist of this. So I did order some more stuff coming in. The new recorder should be arriving tomorrow, and the rest of the stuff that I need is coming this weekend. Yeah, I have a very good feeling about this. Very, very good feeling. So we'll see after I write up all the information that I required for the pitch and go from there. It is 1:10 p.m. and I can't see anything outside my window except the top of the trees. It is so foggy outside that it's kind of dangerous. Yeah, it's pretty bad outside. It is 5 degrees, so. And I just found out the weather statement that was supposed to finish this morning has been extended until tomorrow now. So, again, this is a recap of actually what's happening. Ontario is finally getting its own spring storm. The spring storm in Ontario is kind of interesting because what you get is every single temperature change, rain, snow, wind, you name it, it gets dumped for about 48 hours to 72 hours straight. And we normally get this at least once a year, especially this time. It's just a weird phenomenon that we get here. Like, if you go outside in your winter clothes, you're too hot. If you decide to walk around during your spring clothes, you're too cold. If you wear running shoes, it gets wet. If you walk around with your snow boots, your feet is just going to sweat. So it's really nothing in between. So typically, people go out with sets of clothes. I do. I normally wear something light and a sweatery so I can remove my jacket like a shell. Hope for the best it's not going to get hot. I normally have my hat, my toque, scarves, and gloves just in case. But I do put them in a bag. So this is the time when people actually walk around with a bag full of like clothes and change of something, or put their anything warmer into the bag so they can walk around pretty easily. It's a very unique weather system to have actually. It's just weird because last night it was so windy, the windows won't stop shaking until this morning. But I have this feeling that we're gonna have the same wind factor coming in this afternoon or later on this evening, because again, this is not going to end. They said it's supposed to end before the weekend. We'll see. I have a feeling that's not going to happen, but if it does, it would be nice to actually this thing ends in the weekend, because I'm planning to head downtown this weekend and I'm hoping to have a very nice warm day. We're bringing in some donations to the local donation place for some stuff in my parents' place. We just need to get rid of them. And good news is that everything's being sorted out. So, but yeah, I just want to share the little weather update here. It's going to be a very weather-heavy related topic for the next few days because of this craziness we're having. So, yeah, I did check the my my recorder, I was hoping it gets delivered today. Actually, let's go check in real time here if it gets delivered today. The last time I checked this morning, it wasn't get delivered until tomorrow, but I'm hoping that if it's already here, might as well get it delivered, right? So let's see here. According to the app, it's still tomorrow, but it's literally just 10 minutes away from here. I am contemplating to see if I can get picked up today and I can go grocery shopping right after. But you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to call them to see if I can pick it up and see what they say. Hold on. It's 1:22. Yes, I did call them and they said, no, I can't pick it up because it's still in the warehouse. They won't tell me which warehouse because it's literally down the street from me. But they said that it's still being processed, so they're not going to be, I'm not able to pick it up for tomorrow. Oh, so today. They suggested that I'll just wait until tomorrow to pick it up. So I'm just going to wait until tomorrow, whatever. It is what it is, right? So it's one of those things that might as well call and find out, right? So I have to wait for another 48 hours for it to come. Wow, this is going to be tough. Okay. I'm going to go back to work and hopefully the fog is actually lifting now a bit, so I can actually see the road now. Okay, I'm going back to work. I'll talk to you guys later.